The face of tourism is changing, as Manny Matos is learning at first hand. Manny is a wood crafter who carves native Hawaiian weapons from local hardwoods. He's a visiting artisan at Waimea Valley, working under the auspices of the Valley's Napoe Hana Noi Au Visiting Artist Program. The program is funded by a grant from the Hawaii Tourism Association, and through it, Manny is meeting tourists hungry for a visitor experience that doesn't depend on sun, sand, and surf.
When I first became aware of the specific program, you know, visiting artists at the Waimea Valley, and I felt, I really don't want to do it, you know, but
really?
I was encouraged by my Olohi Mitchell Eli, he's the Luapa Olohi. He said, "Manny, go. It's a very special place. It's a very religious place, you know."
Waimea Valley.
Waimea Valley, and you go, try it out, learn, see what happens. So I applied, and I haven't been in that valley for 40-something years. You know, 1961, I jumped off the falls at a young 19-year-old. But I haven't been there for over 40 years. And when I drove into the valley, I was really, really surprised and, you know, really astonished of what I saw there. You know, it was so culturally Pono, in a sense. It was such a very beautiful place to go and to just to listen and to learn.
It's kept its character then.
Oh, definitely it did. They have a beautiful staff. She's, you know, run by very, very competent people. That key is they're listening to the valley and they're hearing what the valley has to say, and they're
good to hear. You know, that isn't the usual perception of a tourist destination, right?
Yeah, it surprised me as a local born and raised here. That, you know, it's not what you expect as a tourist attraction. It's a cultural experience. In fact, I talked to a person yesterday, tourist. They were sitting at the falls, and she had tears in her eyes, and she said, "You know, I smelt every flower walking up the valley. I feel like, you know, I hear things here that really mean something to me." And she had tears in her eyes. And I said, "I hope the valley, you heard what the valley was saying to you, and I'm sure that you can learn from this valley. You know, and it has so much spiritual things to offer."
You know what, Manny, what that speaks to is that there's a different type of experience that maybe the tourist is looking for. We associate tourism with kind of tacky entertainment and, you know, flash and trash, but this is something different, isn't it?
It is. For me, it is being locally born.
Of course.
It was definitely an experience for me and a learning experience. I'm learning a lot more than I realized I could learn, you know, especially from the short period of time I was there. And the tourists really feel that, because I'm in Waikiki once a week, and you know, at a very old hotel doing my stuff, and they tell me over and over again they're looking for the essence of what Hawaiian means, what Hawaiian culture means, and they're hungry for that. You know, these tourists yesterday they feel it just by going into that, and they have no idea what's happening to them. You know.
Well, you know what, it sounds as if they're going to be going home with a visitor experience that is probably more memorable, that is going to last longer in their memory.
Oh, definitely.
Than
definitely.
Just having fun, right?
That valley has so much spiritual, I would say, the mana in that valley is so powerful. You know, just by the name of it, Kamana Nui, Kamana Iki, there's only one location on the island that's on the same level with Waimea. It's Mauna Loa Valley, Kamana Nui, Kamana Iki. You know, and they have, in my opinion, you know, the most spiritual offering that you can experience. And Waimea is really doing the right thing. The valley is really listening. The people working there are listening, and they're doing what they're hearing.
Manny, what's your role, you know, day to day? What do you do? You're a wood carver.
Yeah, I make Native Hawaiian war weapons.
Right.
Basically, I make them out of Kawila uihui, highly endangered species. And also, I make them out of koa wood, which I sell to people that are interested. But the pieces that I make out of Kawila uihui just for cultural and educational purposes. And, you know, I found that talking to tourists, talking to even local people, that if you show them a piece of wood, you know, your span of attention is 30 seconds. But if I show them that same piece of wood that I have crafted into a leomano with shark teeth, even great white shark teeth, you know, their span of attention is as long as I
imagine.
Yeah, you know, even in the classes when I take the weapons to the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I hold their attention for an hour and a half easily.
Well, one of the things that you're exposing them to, both the students and the visitors, is the whole idea of craft, you know, that you can spend days carving a piece of wood, right? Craft that takes its time, kind of an older idea of craftsmanship.
Yeah, you know, and even me as a crafter, I'm dumbfounded by the skills of Native Hawaiian crafters, you know, with shaping and cutting these very dense, some of the densest woods in the world.
Yeah.
Out of stone chisels, you know, and I use electric bandsaws and, you know, it breaks the blades and everything. But these Native Hawaiian crafters were so skilled just with stone chisels. And even the tourists cannot comprehend how these weapons were made, you know. And that's what I try to do is I try to educate them about the culture that's as much as I know. And I'm still learning, especially from Waimea. And how difficult it was and how dedicated the Native Hawaiians and how skillful they were.
And how patient, man.
And yeah, patience, you know, patience is, I cannot believe the patience they must have had, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, that's what craft is all about, but it takes a kind of reverence for your materials, and that's what I hear in what you're telling me about.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of the tourists, what they see as an image before they get here is not really what they want to experience, because they're a lot more intelligent than we give them credit for. They know what they want to learn. They know what they want to see. And if you give them this cellophane or this synthetic, there's a place for that. But if you give them that, then they're not satisfied. If you expose them to the real true culture of being, what was it to be a Native Hawaiian? What was it to be born and raised on this island? You know, what was the early Hawaiians about? Then they appreciate it a lot more. They'll come back. They'll come back time and time again.
Manny, it looks as if the work you're doing now is the culmination of a lot of the years behind it in terms of the work that you've done throughout your life.
Well, it's been a learning process, but I think I'm accelerating my learning process more by being in Waimea Valley, because I didn't realize how important that place is, you know, and the learning aspect is for me, you know, learning. And you have a culture director there. She's such a brilliant girl. She is filled with the passion that I've never seen, you know, a Native Hawaiian girl in the things that she does. And she's educating me, you know, and I'm learning more from the Valley. I think that's the most important thing, is the Valley can teach you so much, so much, you know.
Manny Matos is a woodcrafter who carves Native Hawaiian weapons from local hardwoods. He's a visiting artisan at Waimea Valley, working under the auspices of the Valley's Napoe Hana Noe Ao Visiting Artist Program. The program is funded by a grant from the Hawaii Tourism Association.